guys, and welcome to Concentrated Podcast Presents Cup and Saucer. Yep, we're starting. I'm your host this week, Manira, and I am joined with my usual co-hosts, Courtney and Eric. Say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
That's how Morpheus talks sometimes.
It's spooky.
Yep, that's how he talks.
Hello, Lucifer Morningstar. I've come seeking my helm.
Well, we're not there yet, but we are here to recap
my
episodes.
My apologies, I'm so sleepy.
Being trapped in a glass cage for 100 years will probably do right. that to you.
Perhaps I could favor you with a dream.
We're here to recap episodes 3 and 4 of Eric doing his best Lucifer Morningstar.
My voice a little scratchy.
His best Morpheus.
Now you need water.
Yeah.
The Sandman. These episodes are titled Dream a Little Dream of Me and A Hope in Hell. Before we start, as always, want to get your thoughts on these two episodes. What did you guys think?
You know, I'm here for it.
I know you are.
Although I do want this jacket that Morpheus wears. It's like a long pea coat.
In the fourth episode?
Like, yeah, it's a really nice jacket. He wears a lot of nice jackets. I love a good long coat.
The one that he's fighting in? Like the one that he like we turn to and see him in? Yeah.
Yeah, that he shows up in hell with.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, my eye is like twitching. Woo. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's all I was saying. Was
okay, done. Okay. Love the show, want the jacket, got it. Episode 4 is where it, I feel like, gets really turned up, but you know me, I love a sapphic romance. So episode 3 was doing it for me. I love that lady, and I don't remember her name. You guys know
Rachel?
Her because she's in...
Oh,
Jenna Constantine.
No,
Jenna
I know
Coleman.
Her name in the show, but I don't know her name in real life. Yeah, you guys know her
Jenna
she
Coleman.
Was in the...
Yeah.
The Doctor Who
Doctor
show,
who?
But she I only know her because she was the hot murdering,
the
like, French lady, and I loved her. yeah, no notes. Just want to be her.
All right.
Looks fun.
Looks fun. Got it. All right. So let's dive into episode 3. Again, it is called Dream a Little Dream of Me. We ended episode 2 with Morpheus hunting for his tools, and we open this episode with Constantine expelling a demon from an abandoned nightclub. She fails, and we learn that this is a dream. When she wakes, Constantine has been driven to conduct a exorcism at a princess's wedding where her husband expels a demon called Ethigy?
Something. He was hot, and what's a crime is that he had to get ripped in half.
Yes, he was. The husband was hot. The demon was not. And the demon is banished back to hell.
Football player.
He was. Uh-huh. It's very sad.
The priest was like, he's right fit.
Was like an heir to the throne.
Yeah, she's a princess. All right, so Morpheus meets with Constantine because he believes that she has his leather pouch filled with sand.
Or Constantine,
I do apologize.
Apparently, that's how Neil Gaiman says it. I've seen his interviews. He's like, yeah, I say Constantine because I'm English, but Americans say Constantine. And I was like, okay, I guess we've been saying it wrong this whole time.
Well, then we will continue with Constantine. So Constantine informs Morpheus that she doesn't have the pouch any longer. Then it may have been left at a different location. We see Ethel and John, who are finally having a true and honest conversation. John tells Ethel that she has lied to him his whole life, and he will only tell her where the ruby necklace is if he tells her the truth, if she tells him the truth. John suggests they dream of a world without the Sandman, as he has engineered his ruby to make dreams a reality. We also learn that John has murdered a lot of people, all in the name of keeping his ruby to himself. Ethel, in a show of good faith, gives John the protection amulet, stating that he will not need the ruby any longer if he has the amulet. Constantine and Morpheus go to Constantine's ex-girlfriend's house, Rachel. Her name is Rachel, where she, Constantine, thinks the sand is. Constantine ends up in a dream state when she enters Rachel's home, but in reality, Rachel is in bed, shivering and ill-looking, as the sand is not meant for human use. And without it, Rachel will die.
She looked like she was like
Skeletor, bad. She was down bad.
I thought she was on drugs.
It reminded me of like
that's what it is.
80s crack, like the crack epidemic mm-hmm. when you see like New Jack City.
Mm, very much so. Yeah, yeah. Which makes sense
she was
because
sniffing a different powder.
Right. Yeah. As Morpheus takes the sand away from her. I do apologize, Constantine. Yeah. Right. You got me rethinking the way that I say it.
Say Constantine. Say it however.
Constantine argues that all he being Morpheus, bleh, cares about is power and not the people in the waking world, as he claims he does. This prompts Morpheus to give Rachel a loving dream of her and Constantine laying under a big tree, to which she dies in peace. Back to Ethel and John with the switching of the protection amulet, which has kept Ethel alive for over 116 years. Ethel slowly dies of a old age in John's arms. She tells him he does not need the ruby anymore and that no one will hurt him any longer. The guards enter the room and point guns at John, who now has the power of the amulet. He blasts the guard and his body explodes, and John walks out.
The guard tries to shoot him. He gave him the warning. He told him, hey, you don't want to do that. He probably could have said, if you shoot me, you'll die instead, so maybe don't shoot me.
But he should have worded it a better way, but he does not.
Let's be real.
To which John walks out of the hospital/prison into the warm coat offered to him by Corinthian, because of course. Constantine and Morpheus stand face to face in the rain. Before they part, Morpheus assures her, Constantine, that her nightmare of losing Astrid in the abandoned nightclub to a hellscape won't bother her anymore. Matthew the Raven informs Morpheus that he goes where Morpheus goes, and Morpheus informs Matthew that they are going to hell. And that ends episode 3. Did I tell you guys we were doing it at a breakneck speed? Sorry.
Probably a little too fast, but yeah, no. I mean, you left out the bit where Matthew shows up to begin with.
Yeah,
I figured you guys would stop me if I missed something.
Okay, well, he had to tell him that sad history about how the last time he had a raven, she died.
Jessamay, yeah,
not good. But Matthew's kind of fun. He seems like he was in his early 20s, but he was just chilling in his sleep, dying, and he's like, now I'm a bird. I have wings. I'm really confused, mm-hmm. and honestly, same.
I wanted to ask you, Eric, the beginning of this episode, we see Joanna and her reoccurring dream of her losing Astrid to the hellscape. Do we get more of her relationship with Astra, or is that just?
Technically, yes. Joanna Constantine is a different character in the comics. They're basing this version of Constantine on, basically, and I read an interview with Neil Gaiman the other day, and he mentioned that like while in the comics it does take place in the same DC universe, mm-hmm. this version of Sandman, because they didn't want to interfere with like any of the CW stuff he was like, there are still some of these things are still going to show up the same, but this is its own DC universe. So this is going to be your version of Constantine here instead of it. There also being a John Constantine. So basically they took the story from John Constantine and Hellblazers, where Astrologue is the character. Him and a group of other like sorcerers and whatnot accidentally end up sacrificing a child to hell. And that's Astra. So it is a very big part of his story. And they go through a bit of it if you watch like Legends of Tomorrow and the first season of Constantine that got canceled, but this, it's the same character. So it's a big part of his story, and I'm assuming, I don't know if we see Joanna again later in this season. We technically you do, but not this Joanna. We'll get to that episode later. But yeah,
I never see her again. You gave me this and then no more.
Yeah. So I don't know if we'll see her
not
again.
Yeah.
Bye. It's over. It's over.
Yeah.
I'm so
but
sad.
The story is based on like the regular Constantine.
You literally just sat here and watched me wax poetic about this lady, and you just thought you would just sprinkle it in at the last second. Hey, you'll never see her again. Sorry. That was it.
You might not. Again, we don't know if we're getting a second season, but
I won't see her in any of these 8 episodes that I have to keep going. It's what I'm hearing.
9.
It's 9, excuse me.
Yeah, we got that bonus episode. But yeah, a lot of her, basically they made Constantine, they just gender swapped Constantine and used an existing character and was like, we'll just make this instead of making them blonde and based on David Bowie, we'll use Jenna Coleman. They even give her that accent that Constantine has, which is a little like,
is it Irish?
The actor is Irish. Yeah, the actor that plays him on, what is his name? Matt Ryan.
He's calling
I believe
right now.
He's from the UK. I think he is Scottish. Oh no, he's just straight up British. But yeah, it's sort of Cockney, sort of, you know, what you would consider like hood English.
I like,
you know, when
it.
When you think of like dock workers and they're like, oh, I'm gonna go down and get me some fish and chips. I kind of like that, but not so gravelly.
I just can't believe this.
There's a lot.
Oh, to be deceived.
Same thing with the nun. She comes back. She is a different character in the comics, but kind of the same relationship where she's always feeding Constantine like jobs.
I've seen her.
I like their relationship.
Yeah. They set that up real sweet and real good. I like that.
Yeah, if they wanted to do another Constantine show with Jenna Coleman and just make it, you know, Joanna Constantine, this could, you know, be basically your backdoor pilot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have anything else?
Not particularly from this episode. Like I said, a lot of it is based on the Joanna Constantine that is actually in the comics. We do meet again in another episode. Oh. But not this version of Joanna Constantine. It's kind of like at the beginning of the episode, or it might have been last episode, when Lucien tells him that it's with Joanna Constantine, and he mentions that he knew a Constantine. He's talking about that Constantine. We'll meet her in a later episode, played by Jenna Coleman as well.
I like that they did that, because when he said that, I thought of the one from like Legends of Tomorrow and like, or like Keanu Reeves, or the one that didn't, the Constantine that didn't last that long. Like I didn't even think that it would be
Legends of Tomorrow.
Be her again.
Courtney the went one, straight the one to that a history book.
The one that didn't last too long is the same one from Legends of Tomorrow. Like, they did the show on CBS, and they put it on Friday nights at, like, 10 o'clock, and
Bye.
No one watched it.
You'll never see it
I
again.
I watched it. I loved it. And then they canceled it. And then they were like, oh, well, we love the guy who played Constantine, and he was
let's
great, so let's
him.
Bring him. Yeah, let's just bring him over here. Kind of like
that's what
they
did to
Supergirl.
Yeah. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. I don't want a Coke, so I'll take a Pepsi. Thank you. Yeah. Courtney, do you have... Did you smell a fart? Like, what is that face?
You like Pepsi?
Yeah, I love Pepsi.
Oh my God. Okay. I just didn't know that about you. Confused.
There are so many food choices that you make.
Hey, listen.
And say that you don't like that. I'm like, but
yeah,
I
hey.
Don't say hey. It. I don't say it on a podcast, do I? No, I keep that to myself.
Hey, guess what? There's some people who love Pepsi. Pink, Beyonce. Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Michael Jackson.
My mom.
love Pepsi. Works really well for them. I'm just surprised. That's all. Just surprised. I'm shocked.
Some people love RC Cola.
Who? Is it you?
Is it you, Grandpa?
I used to enjoy
it. Eric loves RC Cola. He's like, I actually like RC Cola.
But it's actually me. All right, let's get into episode 4.
Eric's going to say, I like Mr. Pibb.
All right, now
Mr. Pibb is amazing. You shut your mouth.
This has been soda talk. Thank you so much for being here, guys.
It's like a good sarsaparilla.
No, okay. Yeah, no. Like, don't, because we, during Awesome Con, we went all the way around, right?
Mr. Wild Bill.
We went all through that place.
I'm ready for my sponsorship.
You this know, is we're running around on a sugar high.
Truly. We so good. Truly. We were having the time of our freaking
Ooh, did you
life.
Try the blueberry? Did you try the vanilla?
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. The orange
Let's
cream.
Go over there because there's another Wild Bill over there. I want to refill.
They have birch beer at the one in the back.
It was delicious. No,
I commend it because you got your fucking money's worth.
Absolutely.
Those cups was expensive.
Absolutely.
Those cups in the,
in
those
the
little,
bathroom every like hour. With right. the straws and the little clippy things.
The little clippy
things.
It's like $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Just
$100,
so you get a lid.
$100
for
you
can get
lid
a lid. That's
so you don't
it.
Get COVID inside of your cup. And a metal straw. And you're going to love it. And you're going to pay for it.
We had a
it.
Time.
And then we did.
We did. We did. All right.
All right. I'm
so again,
to talk. I'm sorry.
Episode 4 is, I'm doing it at a breakneck speed. So if you got it, stop me.
Oh my God. Okay.
All right, episode 4, A Hope in Hell. We open with Morpheus and Matthew at the gates of hell waiting for an invitation. Morpheus asks, Scuttlebolt? Am I saying that right?
It's like Scuttlebolt? I don't know.
I don't know. I kept calling him Scuttlebutt, so.
That's what I want to call him, but I know that's not what it is.
That definitely wasn't it.
He asks him to stop being sassy and take him to the palace. So we cut to John wandering the streets, confused and almost getting hit by a car. We meet Rosemary, a stranger who offers John a ride, and he accepts. During this time, John admits a lot to Rosemary. Most importantly, he admits to killing bad people who try to take his ruby.
Pause.
Who
pause
is also
the, pause
the therapist
it
from
is,
Ted Lasso.
Yes! I was so excited to see her. And then it became, I'm so worried about her. Like, John.
She broke the number one black people rule. Uh-huh. Do not Don't. Stop the car for Don't. Any reason. Go not to your destination. Do not stop. There's a TikTok mm-hmm. sound that's like, don't stop. It's like, mm-hmm. don't make unnecessary journeys. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Do not make the unnecessary mm-hmm. journey. Just go no. to your destination. Also,
she let that white man get in her car.
Truly. I'm like, it's one thing to, like, you know, see like a very nice family of color and you're like, you know mm-hmm. what? Let me help you.
Yeah.
It's another thing.
Mm-mm. Wouldn't be me.
I'm sorry
Couldn't
to say
be
it.
Me.
Truly. Oh my God. Are you okay? Do you need me to call 911? Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Have a
right.
good evening. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get in my car and I'll call the cops for
I
you.
I will yep. totally do that for you.
Absolutely.
Don't you worry about it.
Absolutely.
You stand a little farther away from my car though. Thank you so much.
And
thank
see,
you so much.
The Rottweiler wasn't Rottweilering enough for me because
the Rottweiler was like, John, get up in here.
I had a Rottweiler when I was like a little kid. And one thing about CB, she gonna bark.
Not a Charlie. Charlie is the hey, how are you? I'm Charlie. That ever
Charlie was in
Charlie
my
around. He really was.
Loved it. Charlie said, I am at home. This is where I live now.
That dog was like, nah, I know what's up with that ruby. I'm not touching you. I bite you and it's gonna bite me.
Me.
Bite me
so
back.
he talks about the people and their lies. Rosemary tries to call the police, but she fails. She didn't try hard
oh
enough.
My God. And she's so
she
obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So obvious.
Yeah.
We didn't
it's,
try.
It's
like,
not great.
Good enough.
It's not
all.
Great. She didn't. But she's like
the loudest.
It's
first
raining.
Of all, the loudest whisper I've ever seen in my entire freaking life. I'm like, baby, what you should have done is got one of them lotto lot of things. And
oh, we're not even there yet. We're still in the car. Remember?
When she's trying to mess with the navigation. I'm like, it just slipped out of the holder that it's locked into. She's not a good liar.
She's not. But listen, John knows that. Mm-hmm. John knows she's not.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to just look past this because I feel like I want her to be my friend.
Right, this one I'm gonna look past. I'm gonna look past this because she talks so nice about her kids. Like she's like, yeah, it's just me and Sarah and I want to say Siobhan, but I know that's not it. I think I'm putting a little bit of extra.
What's crazy is I don't remember any kids, just her and the dog.
Love that. It is because he asked, have you ever lied? And she said, no. Like my husband was the liar. She tells him about. That she has kids. He's like, are you a mom? Because he was telling about her mom, his mom, and how Ethel like had just died and it was recent. And he was like, do you have kids? And she was like, yep, I do. Two girls. And then he was like, have you ever lied to your girls? And that's when she was like, no, like my husband lied, but I never lied. Was like, good. Keep it that way.
One thing about me, I will not be offering any rides up to not nary a stranger.
I can call you
an Uber from inside of my car.
Yep.
But
you want me to call somebody for you?
Yeah. In this day and age,
murdering people all over the place.
If you already don't have a cell phone, that's a red flag.
True.
Very much so.
Because so the flip phone costs $19.99, baby. In a prepaid card, you can put whatever dollar amount you want on there.
Mind you, I'm also looking at people that are like, well, my phone's died.
What do you mean?
With the way that my phone is set up, it never dies. So I have a problem.
My phone can't die. Right. I'll die. If the phone's dead, I'm dead. Right. You need to send search and rescue.
So in hell, among woods where trees are dead bodies, Morpheus, Matthew was like, I will fly up and check things out. He flew up and was like, nope.
Mood, because there's literally nothing up here that could be positive for me. Mm-mm. I'm Matthew. Every episode I relate to him more and more and more. And I'm just like, you know what? That's not for me. I think I'm going to walk down here with you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Morpheus and Matthew are being led to the King of Hell. While traveling, Morpheus meets an old love named Nada, who was a ruler of a tribe called the First People. And she betrayed him, so he banished her to hell.
Yeah, pause the story.
Go ahead.
Why is he black?
Eric, we're bringing you to the carpet. What's this?
Come to the red table. Red table talk. If you're from the dreamscape, then why are you black?
You black.
Because he was not interfering. He had to make himself look like those people.
He appropriated.
Well, no.
But why? I don't understand. I want to understand, because but I
if,
can't.
If you are the First People and you're like, oh, okay, she looks like me. He looks like me. He looks like me. Who the fuck is this big white man? Isn't that going to throw you off a little bit in your dream? As opposed to like, oh, there's a guy over there. He's a cute guy. I've never seen him before, but he looks like he's in my tribe.
No, it doesn't make sense to me because he's not from the tribe. He's from the dreamscape. What's that? I don't understand.
But he is a dream.
Oh, is this like when you imagine, like an imagine, like, okay, I hate to say imaginary friend, but is it like when you imagine an angel, like, and you just kind of make up like a vision of what you think they look like, so it just kind of appears to you the way you think it would appear? Is this like the same thing? No.
There's okay. I don't know if they
is go this further in the episodes.
No. Like I said, I still haven't finished it because I've been really like going slowly to not just.
Munira has questions too. We're all confused. I'm confused by the blackness still. I'm sorry.
Their story is from the comics and it makes sense in the comics. And, you know, I don't know why Munira is.
She's raising her question.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. If he was a dream and he's like, she betrayed me in the dream. She betrayed him.
What I imagine is some sort of loyalty pledge, and then broke the loyalty pledge. And I
in
feel
the
like,
dream?
I don't know.
No. Okay. So here's the thing.
It's getting to spoiler time. Yes.
They become lovers.
Yeah, I
in
a, got
in
that,
the dream,
but I'm confused.
Right? Like he's a I'm dream. Confused. Right?
Yes.
Or was he a...
No,
there,
no, he
there
takes,
were no
he
genitals in the
his...
in the globe thing. So I don't know.
Yeah, but he can become whatever he wants in the dream. He is, you know, he is the endless.
Did he bring her to the to Nightmare Land?
No. You mean to hell?
No.
To his realm.
Where the hands are holding up the bridge and the love where the pumpkin was.
Oh, no,
that's the nice.
Yeah, that's
right.
His realm.
Did he bring her there?
Yes.
She's been there. Okay, so then it wasn't okay. So because I'm still thinking like it was he was in like I went to sleep and he like got in her dream and then like they had a relationship. Then I'm like, how did she? It's a dream. How did she portray him? But you're saying that he fell in love with her and brought her physically her to the realm, to dream realm, right?
Again. There's a lot to it.
My
I'm
brain.
Not spoil it for you.
I want to know why that pretty
God.
Black woman was jailed because he put her there.
I swear to God, if they don't cover this, I'm gonna be really fucking pissed because
they might not.
No
cover
one's
it
explained
in
the racial transformation, and I don't like it.
I'm very concerned. Like I have questions. When you were like, it was a dream. I'm like, right, but
well, what's then the
if,
dream?
Whatever I do in my dream okay. is my dream.
The main reason I don't want to spoil it is because it has to do with one of Dream's siblings. There's some treachery afoot.
Okay, they all begins with D, so it's probably Desire. That's my vote.
It's definitely Desire.
That's my vote.
Okay, gold star, Courtney.
But yes!
I will tell you no more.
Yes! First of all, this is a special day. Please make a note of today, August 25th, 2022. So exciting. Wow. Okay, I won't ask for anything else. Ooh, but what I do want to know is why does it feel like the black people can't really make it ahead in this story? Somebody's getting, the black people always getting kidnapped. I feel like that first Raven, Jessamy, she was black too. And
she
I feel like
black.
She got killed. Why can't the black people make it?
I mean, Lucien is still very much
She's
alive.
She's the only one holding yeah. up the realm, though. She got the weight of the realm on her back.
She does.
You also
she
have does. Death. Death is black.
We ain't
well,
met
we
her yet.
We haven't seen her. They won't.
We ain't met her
they're
yet.
They're dangling her in front of my face on the Netflix home screen. They're like, ooh, look at this. Mm-hmm.
You know who we've met? We met little Astrid. She bit it.
A black baby. Right.
We met Rachel. She died because of, as you said, crack overdose.
Dream crack.
It seemed like crack.
Dream crack.
Wasn't great.
Oh my God. The little black girl who got the sleeping sickness 100 years ago. This bitch
yes,
still,
Unity. Still looking at her.
Still gone.
Still looking at Unity.
And her
we've
welcome
got,
black family.
We've got like the only people who have really like, you know, made it through are fucking Alex's husband who set Dream free. And Lucien, because you know Jessamy. Jessamy is a very black name. Jessamy got her brains pulled
she from
out.
The South.
Didn't like that.
Mm-hmm. Didn't like that.
Didn't
and
like
it was
that.
Violent.
It was very violent. Didn't like that.
Are these people black in the comics?
And are you answering for your crimes?
Mr. No, Gaiman, come to the stage. Right. Come to the red table.
No, he was very, you know, he was like, I want inclusive casting.
I mean, I get it. Like,
I
yes.
do too, but maybe a black person can live.
No, I want to know. I want to know about the first people, but I also I need to know why you decided their homegirl needed to be
in hell.
Like, I have questions. When he was like, I banished her, and Matthew was like, that seems harsh.
I'm Matthew. I got questions, and I basically need to hurry up and get through the rest of these episodes. That's really the moral of the story, is that maybe... Never mind. I don't want to tell myself this in case I do.
All right.
I know. Right. I know. I want to. I gotta know what happens. You done dangled that carrot in front of my face, and now I want to know.
But he's also said, like, hey, they may not cover it this season. And again... We may not get a second fucking season.
Stop saying that. The more you guys say that, the more Netflix is hearing it. And they're like, you know what?
Neil Gaiman said it. It's not me.
Well, he shouldn't have said it either. If he's not going to come up with
now saying, "Hey, just put on Sandman in the background, let it run. That way, it adds up. You know, builds up the numbers."
Listen, works for me. My eye.
I can't let it run. I can't let it run because if it runs, then I'm going to fumble into episode 5 and 6.
That's how I fumbled into 3.
Well, no. Once you finished it the first time, just let it run in the background. You know. If you're working from home or
that's not gonna work for us, babe.
You know, you're making breakfast.
That's not gonna work for us, babe. We're doing it. Well, some of us are doing it 2 at a time. Others are. You do it. You do it. How about you? You do it.
I have been doing it. I haven't finished it, but I've literally replayed episodes 3 and 4.
Well, I've done that too, but I had to do it for my notes, and that's why I had to cut down, scratch out some of my notes.
Just go how you go. Just, you know. The more you watch it, the more we might get a second season.
All right. So getting back to it, or did you need to rehash anything, something else, Courtney?
No. I won't. All right. I won't be happy until I figure out what's happening on that side.
That's fair. So we meet Lucifer Morningstar, which, by the way, love that fucking name. And they are already in the shits. Like, it's
obsessed. Obsessed. That is a bad fucking bitch. like
dress with the black wings.
What
the way she says
turns the Lucifer. Fuck around.
The way she
oh
says,
my god.
Yes. It's like, here this bitch go. Already.
What a
all
where
fucking
you been? Heard you away. You good?
He's like, let's not pretend this is a social call. Let's cut the shit.
So Morpheus tells them he's looking for his helm, and he's been informed by the fates that a demon possesses it. Morpheus finds said demon, who has his helm, who challenges Morpheus to a battle.
Side note, the winner gets the helm. Did anyone feel like the demon looked like MGK? Because that's who I thought it was.
No.
No, just me. Machine Gun Kelly? No? Okay.
Oh.
He looked like a black man to me.
Yeah, so he's definitely a black guy.
The demon?
Yeah.
Yeah, babes, he's a black man.
Okay, well, add this one to another one to my to my black people can't win list. I'm about to cut the episode on real quick, but you keep going.
I will. Okay. So Morpheus chooses himself as his victor, and the demon, feels like a setup, chooses Lucifer to fight on his behalf.
Absolutely.
We're going to stop there.
You got some questions.
no, we're going to stop there, and we're going to circle on back to Rosemary, who informs John that she needs some gas. John tells her that he will go in with her because... he's been in jail for so long, the drink selection may have changed. While in the gas station, Rosemary tries to get a worker to call 911, where Courtney was saying she was doing a stage whisper because she was.
Loud as fuck.
However, John realizes what's happening and kills the worker, and he and Rosemary continue on their journey.
I thought he was going to be racist, and that's why he wasn't listening to her, and I said, please don't let your carelessness get the black lady killed. And then he pulled his piece out, and I said, okay, great, save the black lady. But then it didn't look good, and he was like, I think you should stop. Like, don't do this. And then blood-curdling scream, blood splatter onto the clear windows of the gas station.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Oh, now I'm looking at the part right now.
All right. So... Morpheus and Lucifer start the challenge. I just want to say, go on record and saying, okay, this is the best game ever. Like, the best game ever.
Okay.
So, what?
The man, his skin looks black, but I'm looking at the features. This looks like Colton. Sorry. He does love a Netflix show. They love to hire him over there.
I mean, well, you can look and see if it's him.
I will. But I just wanted to revisit. Okay, continue.
It's fine. So Lucifer starts with choosing to be a dire wolf, to which Morpheus becomes a hunter. We soon learn that with this game, whatever you choose to be, you fully become, and whatever your opponent feels to do to you happens to you in real life. How fucking cool is this game?
Scary as fuck. Like, okay. What? Okay, we start off with a wolf, and then the wolf and then Morpheus becomes a hunter. And yes. Then it just, like, expands from there. Also, you have to be really quick-witted, and I don't think I would be like, let me think.
That is your demon.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Black man. Yay.
Comedian Munya Chawawa.
Ooh, black man.
I'm sorry, sir, that I said you look like Machine Gun Kelly.
Then Lucifer is a snake, a serpent that like poisons Morpheus, to which Morpheus is an eagle, like a hawk.
Mm-hmm.
With scratching the talons, like it's you so see fucking where,
like,
good.
The talons like scratch Lucifer, like
yes.
I
it's
think
so
the
good.
Level of detail is like insane. Like I just can't. I don't think I'm a person that could be like if we're in life or death. I don't know that I can be quick witted. I'm gonna cry because I'm scared.
It is definitely
laugh. It's so
game
rude
of quick wits.
Yes,
but it's still a very much a children's game.
Yes. Yes,
I never played
so.
This as a kid.
It's like one of those things where you're like, oh, well, I'll cut you with my sword. It's like, oh, yeah, well, I got a shield. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Well, I got a sword that cuts through shields. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, yeah, well, my sword cuts through shields, but it also has a gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Andy played
it just so happens
Andy
that they
this
can.
Game on Toy Story.
It just so happens that they can, like, make whatever
I want
it is
my
happen.
Dog who eats electric fences.
Who eats force field dogs? I love it.
All right. So
also,
as
this is also straight from the comics, and it's
is
done
it
so
is it beautiful
in the show? Like yeah. In the comics, you have like just it's kind of like thought bubbles the way that they're talking about what they become, and it looks okay, but like this is completely next level. Down to when you know she's like, I am anti-life, and
yes.
That's another DC thing, the anti-life equation with what's his name, not Thanos, other Thanos, Darkseid. So. That's another a little Easter egg, but yeah, it gets really cool and really deep, and it's portrayed perfectly in the show.
Dude,
oh, so
when
good.
They get to the end and he has to like fight back, wild.
We're there now.
I
so
know, I don't wanna take your thunder.
No, you're fine. So a very dramatic scene where we see Morpheus at his weakest and most vulnerable, anti-life. As Lucifer chooses to be the dark, the end of everything, we ask, what can the Dark Lord order himself to be? Matthew, or Courtney, comes in and says, dreams. My God, I hit my
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
She's like, dream, bitch.
Erica, cut that out in post. Dreams.
He won't.
Fine. Dreams, because dreams cannot die. To which Morpheus slowly stands and states that he is hope. And what can kill hope?
Nothing
is stronger than hope.
Listen, please. That was a like slow, that was a slow clap moment.
Mm-hmm.
For me. I was like, yeah, that was good as fuck.
The king of dreams has won. Lucifer is not fucking pleased.
We
petty as
pissed.
Shit. The helm is his, and the demon who took it is thrown into the field. The black man is thrown into the field of demons and fire.
It was a pretty shitty wager. Like, if he wins, he gets his helm back, and if he loses, he has to stay in hell as like a servant.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Because of
not even wages.
I mean,
what could the demon possibly have to barter with this man?
Right.
This endless.
He didn't have anything.
There's nothing there. Anything. There's nothing that would be a fair trade.
No.
He just had spikes on his jacket. Like, that's it. You want them to trade jacket? Trade the jackets.
No, Morpheus' jacket is much nicer.
Oh, also, so good.
His name sounds like chorizo. It was Chorizon.
Charizard.
That's what I kept saying. Charizard. Vowing one day Lucifer will destroy Morpheus, because of course, Morpheus walks away with his helm and his raven.
She was big butt hurt.
Listen,
yeah,
embarrass the fuck out of.
Mm-hmm.
Embarrass? Are you not embarrassed? Absolutely.
You embarrass me
in front of your little sister, right?
Also, what's the story with Lucifer's like helper girl?
Do we hear anything about that?
What's her name? Maza Queen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she is the daughter of Lilith, and I forget why her face is like that, but it's kind of gross.
I feel like if they had let like Sabrina, the strange inventors of Sabrina, the teenage witch, go on a little bit more, we would have met her.
The one with. Is it
Kira Shipton?
That's who it is. I was like, is it Rowan Blanchard? But that's not the right girl. She's another Disney show.
So anyways, with his helm and his sand, Morpheus is a little bit more powerful. And with his helm on, Morpheus can now see where his ruby is and takes off running. As he holds the ruby in his hand, we realize that someone has altered it, and it fights back on him. Just as Morpheus and Matthew are thrown across the room, leaving them unconscious, Rosemary and John pull up outside. John slowly makes his way into the room where the ruby is lying on the ground as if it were waiting for him. He gets the ruby and he leaves, to which Rosemary is waiting for him. And as she's pleading for her life, he asks, why are you still there? She says, I think maybe you might need another ride. He gives
again,
her...
too many rides for my motherfucking liking.
Yeah. She's Stop a nice it. Person. I think that's at the end of the core that she's just a nice person.
That's which... fine, but I want to survive, baby.
Well, you're in luck because John gives her the protection amulet. And he states that he has his ruby now, so he won't need it. And he is going to save the world. To which I shake my head.
Doesn't feel like much saving.
Doubtful. Doubtful, babes. And that is the end of episode 4. Is there a Rosemary in the comic?
Yes. She is a white woman in the comic.
Do we see her again? No, stop. Stop. Stop.
He's making a face because she goes to help him. She goes to help him, and now they're tag team Wonder Twins.
Are they Wonder Twin tag team? Like, blink once. He's shaking his head.
That means you're right.
It's a head shake. It's not great. So do we have any other thoughts? I know I went really fast, but I didn't want to linger.
I was going to say, if you want a spoiler, we probably won't see her again. In the comic, he doesn't give her the ruby, or he doesn't give her the protection stone. He actually kills her. He gets the ruby and then he shoots her.
Oh, good. Okay. Then, yeah, we probably won't see her again.
He gives her the ruby and then he shoots her?
He said he doesn't give her the
ruby.
Oh.
He doesn't give her the protection thing.
He just shoots her.
You know what?
Yep.
I think it's better this way.
I do too.
Yeah.
Black lady, go home to your family and don't do this again. Learn your lesson.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she can do whatever she wants now. She's got the
she can.
She's got the,
I feel like she shouldn't have done that. No way.
Ambulant. No. This was very uncharacteristic as a black woman.
Mm-mm. Don't like it.
Like the fact that she was still there, I was like, did he put her under a spell? But then I was like, I don't think he has that capability.
No, she was just being a good person.
That was a lot, though.
To what extent? To what extent am
in
I
the
required
comics,
to be
being
good?
A good person gets her killed.
Yeah.
So
I'm glad
like this,
that
this may have been like it. This may have been like a Neil Gaiman rewrite. Like, hey, people thought this was kind of fucked up in the comics. Maybe we give her a happier ending.
Do you think with this they are also changing John's character as well?
I'm not going to answer that. Because you have not seen the next episode.
Ah, fuck.
when we come back next week, you can ask Courtney if she feels like that.
All right. Well,
who's John?
Yes, no.
Joanna?
No.
John
D. The man that she is with.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, I forgot that's his name. Scary. Yeah. It's just scary, man.
Man in his pajamas.
He does. He loves an old-timey British pajama. Like, only old, like, British
that's
men.
That's his pajama, babe.
I know, but, well, like, that's very much,
in the comics,
I feel a British
he escapes
man.
From Arkham Asylum, and he's naked.
Oh, God.
Mm. Yeah.
So
does Corinthian...
So the lady gives a ride to the naked man?
No, because Corinthian... Does Corinthian also give him his coat in the comics?
No.
So she really does give a ride to the naked man?
Man?
Well, he has a gun in the comics. He threatens her off the
bridge. Oh!
Oh.
He's
not nearly as
God. Yeah. The woman was shocked.
the woman was too stunned to speak.
Oh my God, yeah. I was like, I wouldn't stop for no naked man on the high, on the side of
absolutely
the road.
Absolutely not.
First of all, I'm going to drive through you because why are you naked? Nope.
She gives him a coat and a sandwich and, you know, tries to help him.
That's what happened to Aunt May. Spoiler alert. Trying to help people. I know.
Don't do that.
I know. Listen, it's still very raw for me, but.
Okay.
I know. It took it to a sad place. It's in a sad place again.
Like Eric said, next week, Courtney will continue with episodes 5 and 6.
Maybe
and
I'm
we will ask her.
Gear this Netflix those, right on up.
We will ask her those important questions of, has John changed or evolved? So with that.
I will tell you this. Episode 5 is a fucking doozy. There is so much going on.
I don't
want
a doozy.
Doozy?
Ooh-wee.
Not ooh-wee.
A doos and a doozle. A doos and a half.
Doos and doozle.
Doos and doozle.
Doozle doozles.
Oh my God. What a time.
All right. Wait, is it a bloody doozle or is it just like
Oh no. I hate that we have to like...
Did you see that face? Look at his eyes.
No, it's starting buffering. What's happening?
His
eyes are very big.
Oh no.
It is a contained story. It happens all in one location. But there's a lot of people.
When I said, is it a bloody doozle? His eyes and eyebrows went very high up. What did you see? What are you doing?
I just want to look at the synopsis for episode 5. It doesn't sound like a good time.
What's the synopsis? Give us a little spoiler.
It says, with Morpheus caught off guard, John settles in at a diner to watch the people around him and put his theory about truth and lies to a terrifying test.
Terrifying
in the diner, which is also another reason I don't go to diners. I just feel like one entrance and one exit, that's dangerous.
You and Raymond say that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Raymond didn't like that.
It doesn't
either.
I don't think it's good for me.
All right, so with that, do we have any other spoilers or any more off the rails? No,
I just want to know why he's black.
I was gonna say, episode 6 is gonna feel like a comforting hug by the time you finish 5.
Oh God!
Is episode 6
where we see death?
Yeah.
Yay! We've been waiting for you, baby girl. We've been waiting.
You're gonna need her after 5.
Oh God!
Fuck. All right, Eric. All right.
Sounds like everybody's dead. I think that's the moral of the story here.
It is feeling like, listen, he's killed everybody, so we've got to roll our girl Death right on in here. All right, so with that, if you like this shit show, we've got a couple more things going on. On Herald of the MCU, we are watching She-Hulk. Episode 2 dropped today. We have not watched it, but episode 1 was really good. I watched it 4 times. Just love it. And we've done our podcast about it. It is up. So if you want to take a listen and see what we say, go ahead and take a listen. You're a bad
Did you watch the episode?
Friend.
I did.
Yeah,
I
she did.
Thinking,
remember?
I was just thinking, like, I didn't watch. I didn't listen. I'm so sorry.
It's the giggle for me.
I'm so
I didn't do it.
I'm coming, though. Don't worry. I don't miss it.
All right. Imperial Dispatch is still sleeping. We will wake them up when Andor comes, and they just dropped like a clip. Did you watch it, Eric?
No.
Okay. Well, Andor's coming, and guess what? So is the Bad Batch. So there is that, and we have concentrated. Last week we talked about, what did we talk about? We talked about the state of the WB and no, all the shit. The oh, before. What did we talk about this week?
We talked about the
Dragon, the hot D.
Oh my god, I blocked that out of my mind immediately.
I wanted to tell you, did you see that they are holding a special screening for a special few to see Batgirl before they put it on the fucking shelf?
I heard rumors, but I don't think it's true, because even the directors are now saying that, like, they couldn't access the footage to continue editing.
That's
preposterous.
Yes.
That happens. Fucking... They will lock people out of the editing room.
These people suck. Truly.
And then, you know what? I'm not going to say. I'm going to wait until Eric does the news for him to tell.
I was going to say, until we cut this off today.
But with that, like I said, we'll be back next week. If you would like to leave us some feedback, if you're watching Sandman and you wanted to geek out with us, please don't spoil us. You see how much we are being spoiled by Eric, and it's not that much. It's only when we ask, so please don't spoil us. You can do that by sending us an email to concentratedpodcast@gmail.com, or you could drop us a message on our Facebook page, which is Concentrated Pod Facebook, facebook.com/concentratedpodcast, or you can start a group or a message on our Facebook group, which is
Concentrated
Blur Talk. Or you could speak with us on Twitter or Instagram, which is @concentratedpod. If you would also like to leave us a voicemail, which we haven't gotten one in like so long, it feels like nobody even knows it exists. But the phone number for it is 301-531-4393. Again, it is 301-531-4393. And with that, we are done for the week. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Farewell, dreamers.
You sound like Dumbledore. You don't sound like Morpheus.
I actually was going to say, I don't think it's that bad. I think it's pretty good.
No, it needs to be a little bit deeper and less old. No. Your Morpheus is your Dumbledore. You need to make it a little bit. You need to make it a little bit. Make the Morpheus just a little bit like younger, and you got it. Make it a little bit younger.
I'm dying.
You're dying. Can't breathe.
That's on him. Listen, I didn't tell him to do it. I was just giving him notes if he's going to do it.
Whatever. We're done here.